Hi everybody, another voice note here from the FPL family. This time it's me, Sam, and we're going to talk about Newcastle. Now, Newcastle do feel like they are a hot topic right now in the FPL community because, of course, they do play twice in game week 36. Beyond game week 36, though, they don't have any further doubles. So unlike Brighton, who again play twice in game week 37, we don't have that luxury for Newcastle. They do have what looks like a nice fixture on paper in game week 37 against Leicester, and then another fixture after that in game week 38 where they play Chelsea. Both of them look winnable for Newcastle, but of course, well, Leicester are going to have to start winning points if they want to secure their Premier League status for next season. Chelsea, nothing really to play for them. They're kind of one of those maybe middle of the table on the beach clubs, but they could easily get drawn back in if everything goes horribly wrong for them. But I would expect Newcastle to win those. So whilst there's no double for them in 37, on paper that fixture against Leicester is actually quite nice. So if you do invest heavily in Newcastle for game week 36, you will benefit from that in game week 37 and beyond into 38. The one thing I would caveat that with, of course, is if you've got three Manchester City, you know, you've got three Brighton, you've probably got at least a couple of Manchester United in there, and maybe you do have a Chelsea, you might struggle to play your Newcastle assets in game week 37, even against Leicester, as you might want to. So let's have a little look at this Newcastle team then and how we are best to invest in them. Let's start with the defence. We'll include Nick Pope in there as well. Kieran Trippier, no returns now for him in the last seven matches. And a lot of managers are kind of pondering on what to do with him. And I think had he not had the double this week, many managers might have just looked to move him on. Maybe to somebody like Andy Robertson or Trent Alexander-Arnold if you've got the money to go up to one of those Liverpool players. But with the double coming this week, I don't think you can sell them, particularly because his attacking threat has still been there. And he is still heavily owned. So he's been owned now by over 60% of the game for quite a while. He's currently owned by over 67% of the game. And those managers, I think, will look at this and go, well, if the clean sheet doesn't stick, is there any chance of some attacking returns there for Trippier? And of course, from his right back position, there is plenty there. He's had 15 chances created. That's six more than any other teammate in the games in which he's been blanking. So creating plenty of chances on set pieces. I think there is a potential there for a clean sheet against a team like Leeds. I think Leeds will go to battle hard, and sometimes those are the sort of games that Newcastle can exploit, particularly from an attacking perspective. And if Leeds do go in hard and try and be aggressive because they need the points in order to secure their Premier League status for next season, then we could see some really good opportunities for the attacking players at Newcastle, who I'll talk about in a little bit. So I think Trippier is definitely a hold for me. The rest of the Newcastle defence, though, I would be questioning whether you would want the double up there. If you have the double up already, then and you have a Liverpool defender, then I think you have to think very carefully about whether you play the likes of Botman and Shaw alongside Trippier, or whether actually you do the unthinkable in FPL and you bench one of those assets, because the clean sheets maybe don't look as likely as we would hope, and with the likes of Botman, maybe we don't have the same attacking threat or the opportunity for attacking threat as we do with Trippier. So I think with Kieran Trippier, you hold and you play. Any of the other Newcastle defenders, I think it's more up for debate what you do with them, because I do think the best way to invest in Newcastle is to go with the double up. Now, I'm going to skip the midfielders for a moment and come back to them, because, of course, the big talking point in FPL right now is the Callum Isak debate. Wilson coming back from fitness, or coming back to fitness from injury, feels like he's always coming back from an injury, doesn't it? So he hasn't had the same level of starts as we've seen from Isak. So Wilson's had three starts in the last 10 matches for Newcastle in comparison to Isak, who has had seven in that same period of time. So more starts for Isak. But what we are seeing is Isak being withdrawn early. So he's coming off earlier on in the matches, which means actually when we think about the level of minutes played, there's only really 7 minutes of difference on average between what Isak gets in the game and what Wilson does. And in many ways, I'd rather have Wilson coming off the bench, because he's then coming on against tired defences towards the back end of games where he can really exploit them. And we've seen that. So over the last few weeks, Wilson has been Newcastle's top performing fantasy asset. He's got 5 goals. He's got 32 points in their last 4 matches. When we compare that to Isak, he's got a couple of goals there and he's got an assist, meaning he's registered 23 points. That 9 points difference at this point in the season is quite significant. And when we think about the underlying stats, actually, Wilson comes out better. So he's leading shots in the box by 9-8 from Isak's perspective. He's also had double the number of big chances as Isak has over that same period of time. He's had better quality scoring opportunities in that period and has been more accurate with them, which means he's more likely to get those attacking returns and, of course, therefore, more likely to get the bonus points on top of that. So whilst Callum Wilson has had 7 shots on target, Isak has had just 2 in the same period. So I think of the two of them, Wilson is my preferred option. Of course, he has penalties too. And that set piece threat is really, really important because it's an additional route to points, which we would value highly and makes him a good captaincy option, maybe a better captaincy option than you get from Isak. But if you do have the ability to have both of these guys in your team, then I think that could work really nicely too. I think the question you have, if like me, you've got Haaland and you've got Kane, it's very, very difficult to get both of them in. So I think you choose one. In my case, I prefer Wilson. And then maybe you have a look at the midfielders for your second / third at Newcastle spot, for your second attacking spot, at least at Newcastle, because I do think that's the way to go. Joe Willock has been phenomenal recently. Maybe hasn't necessarily had the level of attacking returns in FPL that he's probably deserved. Going to cost just 4.7 million. That budget enabling fourth or fifth midfielder spot is so important because it could allow us to have the holy trinity of premiums going into the final couple of game weeks of the season. And I think that that could be vital for FPL managers. So Willock has had 12 shots in the last 4 matches. That's a team leading total. He's had 7 shots in the box, which is more than any other Newcastle midfielder in that same period of time. And he's also done really well when it comes to creating chances. He's had 9 key passes in those last 4 matches, which is joint second across that Newcastle team, level with Bruno Guimaraes, who's going to cost you 5.5 million, so significantly more. And Bruno Guimaraes hasn't had that same shot potential that Joe Willock has. So I think that he's a really, really nice option. If you've got a little bit more money to spend, then of course you've got Joe Linton in there too. He scored 4 of his 6 goals that he's got so far this season in the last 7 appearances that he's made. And in that time, he's also got 2 assists. He's amassed 46 points over the course of his return to the starting 11, which happened in game week 29 against West Ham. So that is a significant number of points, and he's a huge differential because not many people have gone there. When we think about how he's been playing, he also he looks good. He's passing the eye test and he is doing really well in terms of his attacking threats. His underlying numbers, really, really nice. Good goal threat. 15 shots and 11 of those coming from inside the box in the last 4 matches. And they are in the top 4 for Newcastle in terms of, you know, the amount of shots that their players are having. With his 7 shots on target, that's more than any other Newcastle midfielder. And he is just looking like a really nice option. The thing that you do have with Joe Linton that maybe you don't have with the likes of Willock or Murphy is the security. He is almost guaranteed to start in these 2 matches. Yes, he might sit a little bit deeper if they decide to play St. Max on his returns, or as he's returning from injury, he's not getting the full starts yet, but that's surely going to come at some point. But I think what you do get with Joe Linton, which maybe you don't have if you go for one of the cheaper options, is that security and the goal threat and the assist potential and regularly hauling points. He's a really, really great differential. So I think for me, if I was going to be trebling up on Newcastle and I had the opportunity to pick my 3, I probably would actually prefer to go without Trippier, as weird as that sounds, and have Callum Wilson, Isak and Joe Linton. But with the way that my team is structured, and for the way that a majority of managers' teams are structured, with Kane playing the way that he is and with Haaland being undroppable, even if Pep drops him to the bench this weekend, I think the best 3 to target if you are in that position where you can't get the double up in attack is to go with Kieran Trippier at the back, have Joe Linton in the middle, and then have Callum Wilson, who is probably of the double game week players alongside McAllister at Brighton, the best captaincy option from those double game week teams. I hope that helps with your Newcastle quandaries and decisions. We'll be back with a live stream at the weekend, as well as a FPL family Ohana for our patrons. If you're interested in becoming a patron, you can head over to patreon.com/FPL family and read all about it. Cheers, guys.